local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we thank you so much for joining us and tuning in to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 49 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today, December 5th, 2023. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. A little bit later on this hour, we do have another four-pack of tickets to give away to the Pensacola Children's Chorus Christmas on the Coast. That's happening this weekend, so we'll give away a four-pack of tickets later on this hour. And, of course, if you have any traffic tips, you can either text them in or call 850-262-6111. Austin would love to speak with you.
Oh, yes.
We'll get our top three stories here and move on to our local headlines, starting off a busy Tuesday in Israel. Forces are conducting their ground assault in southern Gaza as Hamas leaders are thought to be hiding there. The UN warns that an even more hellish scenario is about to unfold as the campaign in the region continues. And the U.S. is in talks with other allies about creating a naval task force to escort commercial ships in the Red Sea after attacks by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. Also, Israel reportedly is considering flooding Hamas's network of tunnels. The move could make them unusable for the group, but it could also harm the Gaza Strip's water supply. Reports are that Israel has already built a system of large pumps to send seawater in from the Mediterranean and could have all of the tunnels flooded within weeks. Also here in the States, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is lifting his hold on some military promotions despite there being no change in the Pentagon's abortion policy.
I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me.
Talking with reporters today, saying that he'll only block military promotions for four-star generals and officers. Those are a look at our top three stories today. Getting a rundown of our local headlines. A lot happening here today. We start with a death investigation in Santa Rosa County involving the wife of a Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon who died after he was performing surgeries on her. According to Channel 3, 33-year-old Hillary Brown was taken off of life support last week after she went into cardiac arrest on November 21st.
A 32-year-old female was undergoing a procedure for a lipofat transfer from cardiac arrest.
That from the 911 dispatch call there. At the time, her husband, 40-year-old Dr. Ben Brown, was performing several operations on her after hours. A sheriff's office spokesperson says that the state medical examiner's office is performing an autopsy to confirm the exact cause of death, and that will likely take several months. Also, sentencing for a 22-year-old Pensacola man who will now spend the next 40 years behind bars for a fatal shooting in 2021. Last week on Friday, Gerald Battle was sentenced for the death of Leonard Troutman after pleading no contest to second-degree murder. 2 years ago, on October 27th, Troutman was shot multiple times while he was seated in the driver's seat of his car. Investigators found 16 shell casings at the scene, and Battle was arrested after initially leading deputies on a high-speed chase and getting away. 5:15, more local headlines right after our traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small businesses, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. So, yeah, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there is a lot of congestion, unfortunately. If you are on North Davis Highway traveling northbound, just past Creighton Road and past I-10 heading towards Olive, there's some congestion all the way up to that intersection there. On Burgess Road, we've seen heavy traffic, as we typically do, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, but it is looking a bit more severe than usual. Pine Forest Road, that's another big hitter. If you're traveling north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues there. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, is looking rather heavily congested at the moment. And in Santa Rosa County, we have, as we typically do, been dealing with a lot of congestion on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown Milton, coming over Blackwater River. It has seemingly died down some, and over the course of this hour, it typically dies down gradually, but expect some issues there at this time.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer with a look at the weather moving forward.
Chilly weather over the next couple of days with lots of sunshine. That's the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have low temperatures in the mornings, 40s and 30s, not quite cold enough for a freeze, but yes, a heavier jacket for the next couple of days. And high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will only get into the mid to upper 50s. How about that? A little bit warmer on Friday into the 60s and 70s return by the weekend with thunderstorm chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, sir. Right now it's 63.42, the overnight low tonight. Sunny 58 tomorrow and 59 in sunny skies on Thursday. Mayor D.C. Reeves giving his weekly news conference today, and he says that when the Pensacola City Council meets later on this month, they're expected to take the first step towards implementing the city's multi-year comprehensive pay reform. It's an effort that started after city leaders received feedback from employees that was backed up by a pay study.
It's about a 6.8% raise across all 800 employees, but understand that there will not be a pay adjustment for all 800 employees. It'll be for the folks that, after those job descriptions have been set and those salary ranges have been set, have been assessed professionally, that those are positions that need to be more competitive in pay.
And Reeve says the council will vote on establishing new pay ranges for city employees, and that's the first step that needs to happen before line-by-line adjustments can be made. Reeves also touching on the situation at the airport. Of course, anybody who's been there anytime recently knows just how busy it can get both inside and outside. Obviously, he has said multiple times his top legislative priority is securing funding for the expansion of the airport. Design phase for the new terminal is already ongoing. And parking spaces. Yeah, that's a big problem right now. The city is working towards adding 400 parking spaces that are badly needed. And Reeve says there are currently 3,400 spaces, which is exactly what the city's current master plan had in mind for the year 2032.
That doesn't take away someone's frustration of not finding a parking space, but I think it does bring some perspective to understand that by this summer, we will be 11 years ahead of what was expected we would need for parking.
So the new 3,800 total that will be in play now with the 400 new spaces will be what the city's master plan called for the year 2035. So obviously pretty heavy growth very quickly, and now you're just kind of playing catch up here as quickly as you can. Also, the first red bulb placed on the county's Keep the Wreath Green fire wreath there. Fire Rescue says the bulb was switched after a fire on Takewood Drive last night. A cat was killed in the fire. No other injuries, and firefighters were able to limit the fire to one bedroom inside the home. 5:20 right now. We will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with two websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy-efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Window.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Here's today's strength for life. What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus's blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:24 here. We will get a slightly early update on our roads and weather. This Traffic and Weather Together update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do have some congestion on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound a little ways past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, expect some issues there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, that is still looking pretty severely backed up. And the same can be said for Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street there as well. Also, Pine Forest Road, that's a real big one. Pine Forest Road traveling south and even more so northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. And traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, where it merges with North Palafox Street, that is getting backed up as well. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, we are still dealing with some backups on Caroline Street, traveling westbound if you're trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Looking ahead to Wednesday and Thursday, believe it or not, we're getting even colder as we head through the middle of the work week. A second shot of cool air moves in, and we'll see low temperatures drop into the 40s and 30s for Wednesday and Thursday morning. And high temperatures on both days ahead will only be in the mid to upper 50s. That's with sunshine, too. The humidity returns on Friday, and we'll have thunderstorm chances late Saturday into Sunday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. We're down to 59 degrees now, 42 for the low tonight. Sunshine Wednesday, Thursday, with highs right around 58 degrees. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Governor DeSantis unveiling his proposed budget for the 2024-25 fiscal year.
We are still able to do a historic $27.8 billion in funding for the K-12 public school system. That's the highest amount of funding ever. This budget includes $1.25 billion that has to go to teacher salary increases.
And DeSantis calling it his Focus on Florida's Future budget, at a total of $114.4 billion. In addition to the teacher salary increase proposals, also includes a record of just under $28 billion for K-12 public education.
And the governor also thinks something could be done about FSU's omission from the college football playoff. While unveiling his budget proposal, he says it will include $1 million to cover any legal expenses that may come as a result of the decision. This is just the latest notch in the belt enveloping the very controversial situation of FSU being kept out of the CFP bracket. And he's one of multiple lawmakers to criticize the move.
Yeah, Dollar General is being sued over a racially motivated shooting that left three shoppers dead in Jacksonville. Civil rights attorney Ben Crum filed the suit on behalf of the families of three black victims in August. The suit claims Dollar General was negligent in providing security at the store. Also, in addition to the store, a security company and the parents of the shooter are named as defendants.
And an amended civil complaint filed by Gabby Petito's parents claims that fiancé Brian Laundrie told his parents that Gabby was gone a few weeks before she was discovered dead. CNN reports that the amended complaint was filed November 30th by Joseph Petito and Nicole Schmidt, stating that Laundrie called his parents on August 29th, 2021, and told them Gabby was, quote, gone, and that he needed a lawyer.
Florida Democrats are standing by the decision to not have a presidential primary in Florida after only submitting President Biden's name for the ballot. The decision has drawn criticism as it will likely lead to a much lower voter turnout among Democrats for key local races, obviously with it being a presidential primary as well in early next year.
And there are four new lottery games you can play this holiday season. The Florida Lottery announced the new scratch-off games yesterday. They are $2 million, 100 times cash word, Emerald Mine 9 times, Bingo Night, and 2024. Prices range from $2 to $10, and winnings total over $368
million. Yeah, it's a quick rundown of some national headlines. The, of course, fourth Republican debate is tomorrow night in Tuscaloosa. Four names on stage. We've got DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Donald Trump is tonight doing a Fox News town hall and attending a fundraiser in Florida tomorrow. Also, a temporary victory in federal court for Texas in the fight over miles of razor wire that has been strung along the border with Mexico. A federal appeals court has ruled in Texas's favor, saying the razor wire must remain in place while the lawsuit plays out. Presidents of three top colleges defending their response to the surge of anti-Semitism on campuses. In a House hearing today, Harvard President Claudine Gay was asked about a perceived double standard of when colleges choose to punish students.
This is difficult work, and I know that I have not always gotten it right. The free exchange of ideas is the foundation upon which Harvard is built.
Presidents of MIT and Penn also testifying today. The head of the FBI is urging lawmakers to renew a controversial surveillance tool. Christopher Wray warns the renewal of Section 702 of FISA is necessary to counter threats from foreign adversaries. Surveillance powers are set to expire at the end of this month, but lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are critical. The measure as a government overreach, arguing the power enables warrantless surveillance of Americans. 5:30 right now, we have a four-pack of tickets to give away to the Pensacola Children's Chorus for Christmas on the Coast this weekend. First texter to say Pensacola Children's Chorus gets those.
News. I'm John Saucier. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants border security included in a new spending package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says border security legislation is a, quote, non-starter.
You know that we wouldn't even bring it to the floor of the Senate. You know that it has every Democrat voted against it, so bringing it to the floor of the Senate again makes no sense.
This $106 billion request for funding intended to include military assistance for both Ukraine and Israel. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville dropping the bulk of his months-long hold on hundreds of military promotions, except four-star generals. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder talked about how important those four stars are.
There would be at least 11 four stars that would be impacted by those continued holds. And all of those positions obviously are key senior leadership positions.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Toll Brothers is out with quarterly results that handily topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The luxury home builder added that it expects the improving inflation picture and lower mortgage rates to help boost demand for new homes. In response, shares of Toll are up 2% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, while technology stocks rebounded a bit, the broader market ended slightly lower. The Dow Industrials fell 80 points and the S&P 500 slipped too, but the NASDAQ Composite recouped 44. Television critics are giving lots of love to Apple TV Plus's The Morning Show and the final season of HBO's Succession. Those shows today received 6 and 5 nominations, respectively, for the 29th Annual Critics' Choice Awards, including nods for Best Drama Series. Getting 4 nominations apiece, A Small Light, Abbott Elementary, Beef, Lessons in Chemistry, Reservation Dogs, and The Bear. The Critics' Choice Awards will be handed out January 14th. That's Your Money Now.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. Ron Rivera is a great man, but his days as a good NFL head coach no longer exist. Keeping Rivera for 4 more games as the head coach is pointless, and everyone knows he won't be back with the Commanders in 2024. Washington enters the bye week at 4-9, and it's time to give current offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy an audition and make him the interim head coach for the final 4 weeks of the season. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
The Pensacola
Coca-Cola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3 all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
This is a book that's in some of the schools in California. Florida, this is not consistent with our standards, called Gender Queer.
Two competing views of America.
There's one thing that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis debated California Governor Gavin Newsom in the Great Red State versus Blue State debate. Heard here on News Radio 92.3. Follow all the twists and turns of the 2024 presidential race on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are seeing some congestion from the usual suspects. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway to and from the intersection with Creighton Road, expect some hiccups there. Same can be said about Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Also, Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street on Brent Lane, expect some issues there as well. Pine Forest Road, both north and southbound, particularly between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, is still giving us some trouble, though it has been worse. And lastly, in Santa Rosa County, we are still dealing with some backups on Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Chilly weather over the next couple of days with lots of sunshine. That's the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have low temperatures in the mornings, 40s and 30s. Not quite cold enough for a freeze, but yes, a heavier jacket for the next couple of days. And high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will only get into the mid to upper 50s. How about that? A little bit warmer on Friday into the 60s and 70s return by the weekend with thunderstorm chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, down to 59 degrees right now, 42 the overnight low tonight. Congrats to Jim taking a four-pack of tickets to the Pensacola Children's Chorus Christmas on the Coast. It's happening this weekend. I would imagine at the Sanger Theater. Is that where it's at, Austin? Does it say there on your thing?
I will take a quick look here. It just says Pensacola Little Theater's Christmas on the Coast.
Oh, Pensacola Little Theater. Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. 5:38. Taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. So doubleheader on the NBA. You've got the knockout games for the in-season tournament there. The Knicks and the Bucks at 6:30. And then at 9 o'clock, the Suns taking on the Lakers, those games taking place on TNT. Major League Baseball this week could be the week that Shohei Ohtani decides where he's going to play baseball next year and beyond. The Dodgers confirmed that they met with him for 2 hours earlier this week. Also, it's believed that not only the Dodgers, but the Angels, Cubs, Giants, and Blue Jays are in the running for his services. The Jaguars say that Trevor Lawrence has a high ankle sprain. The good news, though, it's no other structural damage. It's not a season-ending injury. Not ruling him out from playing this Sunday either, although I'd be a little surprised if he did. I think they'll give him at least a week or two off here to get things right here because you got to have him healthy for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be fine with their backup quarterback there. So that's what's happening in the world of sports. I was surprised to see, as I'm sure you were, that you know, the Jaguars had a chance to get the one seed, and who's the quarterback? Jake Browning, it done for the Bengals there on the road.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, the Jaguars, the AFC has been a pretty interesting, you know, picture. I mean, I know the Chiefs, you know, but their grasp is clearly slipping.
Yeah.
But you also have the Broncos having a turnaround these past few weeks. The Dolphins have obviously been a big story. And now the Jags, yeah, they're turning it around too.
All right. Health, business, and science notes today. There is apparently a supply and demand crisis when it comes to jolly old St. Nick. Mitch Allen with HireSanta.com says they're having trouble keeping up with the requests this Christmas season.
We're up 36% in terms of people reaching out to us compared with last year, and last year was a record year.
The reason, kind of morbid, is that there are fewer Santas around. COVID took a toll on overweight senior citizens. Many impersonators have been slow to get back into events with a lot of kids. Allen says the result is that weekends are already sold out in most markets.
Yes, that's very morbid. A Bitcoin rally may be underway, and some speculators are predicting Bitcoin could reach $100,000 in 2024. Bitcoin has rallied more than 120% this year and is currently trading above $41,000. The crypto industry has been hit with a litany of issues, from the collapse of coins and projects to bankruptcies and criminal trials. But many believers say that now that those issues are out of the way, investors are focused on what the industry sees as positive developments.
Studies show that owning a cat could double your chances of schizophrenia. Australian researchers looked at the results of 17 studies in 11 countries over 44 years and found people who were around cats before age 25 had twice as much chance of developing the mental disorder. The scientists think it's because of a parasite found in cats, which can enter the body and affect the brain.
Well, is this a bad time to say that I am 22 and my family currently has like 7 cats that it cares for?
I would say that your odds are not good.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've got some indoors, outdoors, old, young, some that are sicker than others.
Yeah.
I'm really checking all the boxes here.
You've got the parasite floating around right now, man.
Yeah, stay away, everybody. Panera Bread is facing a lawsuit from a family in Florida following another death that appears to be tied to their supercharged lemonade drinks. The lawsuit was filed 2 months after 46-year-old Dennis Brown died of cardiac arrest. It's the second time this year that Panera's drink has been accused of leading to a death. Each drink has almost 400 milligrams of caffeine.
Which is like the daily limit, or what they recommend.
Wow.
So, yeah, and one drink. Also, CVS is changing the way it prices prescription drugs. The new approach, dubbed CVS Cost Vantage, will use a new formula that includes the cost of a drug, a fee, and a set markup to determine a drug's price and the reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. The company says the new model, which will launch in 2025, will bring more transparency to its drug pricing system.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to pop culture headlines here. The most viewed Wikipedia articles of the year are being unveiled. The Wikipedia Foundation, or Wikimedia Foundation, says the page on the artificial intelligence chatbot ChatGPT was the most viewed English article of 2023. It racked up a total of 49.5 million views. The second most viewed page on the free encyclopedia was Deaths in 2023, and the rest of the top five included 2023 Cricket World Cup, Indian Premier League, and Oppenheimer.
If you are struggling to come up with a good idea for that Christmas gift for that special someone, here's an idea for you. It'll only set you back a couple $100.
Okay.
But since George Santos has lost his $174,000 congressional salary, now he's selling personalized video messages through Cameo.
Oh, my Lord.
The New York Daily News reports one of Santos's first recordings is addressed to someone named Megan, where he offers advice on how to cope with criticism. Not going to lie, I mean, $200 is very steep, but...
Yeah.
You know, for somebody who is, interested in politics, whether they're Republican or Democrats, I do think it would be an awesome gag gift.
If
I gave my dad a personalized message from George Santos for Christmas, that would be hilarious. But $200, no.
Yeah.
You've ripped off too many people already. I'm not going to join the chorus.
That's the thing. That's about $195 too expensive for me. The trailer for the highly anticipated video game Grand Theft Auto 6 has been officially released following a leak. Set to drop this morning, a leak of the trailer made its way to X yesterday afternoon, prompting Rockstar Games to post on the platform, quote, "Our trailer has leaked, so please watch the real thing on YouTube." The trailer shows no actual gameplay, but that the game will be making its return to the setting of Vice City, with a 2025 release date shown at the end.
Yeah, also a YouTube influencer who intentionally crashed his plane in California has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison. 30-year-old Trevor Jacob faced up to 20 years behind bars. So 6 months, 20 years, that's quite a difference there. Mm-hmm. December of 2021, he posted a video called "I Crashed My Plane." In that video, he parachutes out of his small plane before it crashes into the Los Padres National Forest in Santa Barbara County. So
I mean, right. that is desperation for attention that I hope to never achieve. Brenda Lee's holiday classic, Rockin' Around a Christmas Tree, is making history on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. 65 years after the song's release, it hit number one, marking the longest climb to the top in the chart's history. The song racked up nearly 35 million streams, sold 3,000 downloads from November 24th through the 30th. This marks Lee's third number one song in her career and her first since 1960.
More pop culture notes right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're kind of getting, you know, to that stretch where it kind of starts to die down. So we're kind of hopefully seeing the beginning of the end here. The congestion on North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound to and from Creighton Road, that is still congested, but it seems like it has died down some. The same can be said about a lot of the backups on Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street hasn't really changed much, so if you're in that area, be aware of that. And also Pine Forest Road traveling northbound, especially between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, as it always gives us trouble. It's not much of a surprise that it's still causing issues, but it has greatly decreased.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the next couple of days. Cool tonight, 42 with partly cloudy skies. Sunny on Wednesday and Thursday with a high of around 58 degrees. Tomorrow, 59 on Thursday. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 38. 49 for the low on Thursday night, warming up to 67 with mostly cloudy skies on Friday. Also here in pop culture, Super Bowl 58 is heading under the sea.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
So Nickelodeon will host a simulcast of the big game featuring the cast of SpongeBob SquarePants. Sportscasters Nate Burleson and Noah Eagle will be calling the game with the help of SpongeBob and Patrick Starr. What do you make of these, you know, kid family friendly simulcasts that the NFL has been doing here? I love the Toy Story one.
Yeah, I know the Toy Story one. I remember that being a whole ordeal. The thing is, I can't help but look at it for what it is. And it's not a wholesome thing for kids. It's the way for the NFL to reel in younger viewers and get them hooked on the NFL sooner. I hate to be that guy, but that is definitely why they're doing this.
But it's a wholesome way for them to enjoy the sport because, you know,
it is. You know, you're trying to get the kids into it, but I'm like, this is the NFL is not looking at it that way. They're looking at it as a business venture.
Sure.
Which isn't surprising. I'm not trying to reveal that as if it's some like groundbreaking discovery. But the thing is, it's like, so I just look at it and I just kind of cringe. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like that's how I look at it. It's kind of dumb.
Get off my lawn, guy, here.
Come on. In a new poll, only 26% of people say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, while 50% say no. There's something you and I can agree on.
That's right.
And 23% say that they are not sure.
Bruce Willis has said that it's not.
That's the nail in the coffin.
So I'm going to just definitively go with his words on that.
Yeah.
Just shy of 5:50, we'll take our final break this hour. Back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two of Pensacola right now.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our 3 campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a good conversation with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about the upcoming anniversary of that horrible terrorist attack at NAS Pensacola, as well as they had their first graduating class at the Law Enforcement Training Academy that they just set up. So 19 new officers because Escambia is now training its own officers. Talk to City Manager for Gulf Breeze, Sam Abel, about the repairs to Wayside Park. That and more, listen to all of it on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Long ago,
Pensacola right now, that was not as enthusiastic of a Christmas song as I hoped for. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It is a little bit before 5:55, so we'll get to our last traffic and weather update for this hour just a little bit early. It is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we kind of hinted at this in our last traffic update. The congestion is dying down for the most part. We do have some mild congestion at the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway. We're still dealing with some on Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road past I-10. And North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound past Creighton Road there, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 there as well, expect some issues there. But other than that, you should not be held up too long if you are dealing with some issues on the roads.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast, here's Joseph Neubauer.
Chilly weather over the next couple of days with lots of sunshine. That's the forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have low temperatures in the mornings, 40s and 30s, not quite cold enough for a freeze, but yes, a heavier jacket for the next couple of days. And high temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will only get into the mid to upper 50s. How about that? A little bit warmer on Friday into the 60s and 70s return by the weekend with thunderstorm chances. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. And by the way, just wanted to correct ourselves. It is the Pensacola Children's Chorus is performing at the Sanger Theater, not the Pensacola Little Theater this weekend. So.
Gotcha.
That was
my
pointed
bad.
Out to us. Yes, it was. It was.
No, get out of here, Austin. You did just fine. Thanks, Joe. That's sweet.
Ah,
yeah.
Nope. That's not how that works, buddy. No. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it.
Looking at some wacky stories here on a Tuesday. There is a new dating term that's picking up steam called the Golden Retriever Man. Apparently, it's a guy who, like the dog, is sweet, gentle, affectionate, eager to please, and is easy to train. So apparently this is a label that women nowadays in the dating scene will attach to men that, and it's not supposed to be a dig or anything.
Oh, no.
It's a term of
endearment.
Endearment. So I don't know if endearment would be the word I would use as much as a stamp of approval, seal of approval.
Yeah. It's compliment.
That's a golden retriever man right there.
Yeah.
So your thoughts on that? You meet the qualifications?
I'm more of a basset hound guy.
A basset hound. What would the dating scene basset hound description be in the words of you? As a basset hound,
not necessarily sad or angry, but kind of look it. Sometimes I am, kind of just drowsy a lot. I kind of mope around.
So you're Eeyore, dog form.
Yes, essentially. Well, Eeyore human form. The Basset Hound is Eeyore dog form. If you need a new music playlist to listen to, maybe try the American Heart Association's list of songs that are perfect to perform CPR to. That's nice. It includes Taylor Swift's You're Losing Me and Beyoncé's Virgo's Groove. The 10-song list all have 100 to 120 beats per minute, which is the speed chest compression should be performed. And Joe, you said this reminded you of that infamous office.
That's right. The 10-song list also includes Staying Alive, which immediately caused me to remember the scene from The Office where they have the CPR training because Stanley has the heart attack and it turns into a nightmare. So, yeah, immediately came to my mind there. Also in Spain, a 21-year-old woman was choking on a piece of turkey last Wednesday and decided her best option was to shove a toothbrush down her throat.
That's a bold maneuver.
She jammed the dull end of it down into her esophagus to try to clear the obstruction, and the good news is it actually worked. She did dislodge the turkey so she could breathe again. The bad news was is that she also swallowed the toothbrush. She tried to hang on to the bristles, but once the turkey went down, the brush followed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that happens, but it makes me uneasy.
I just think it's the kind of like the gag reflex where it just kind of pulls it down. Yeah. She tried to hang on to the bristles I already read that. So she went to the ER. They sedated her. It took about 40 minutes to fish out the toothbrush back through her mouth so she wouldn't need surgery.
That one hurts to imagine.
That's right.
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best to avoid being in that situation. My goodness. Moving on to good news here. A Chicago teen has earned a doctor's degree at Arizona State University.
Wow.
17-year-old Dorothy Tillman already has her high school diploma, her bachelor's, a double master's, and now her doctor's from ASU. She says her goal is to create a space for the sake of future generations. Tillman created the Dorothy Genius STEAM Leadership Institute. The group focuses on science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics.
That is crazy. 17-year-old already that accomplished academically.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Every year for almost two decades, the Christmas Spirit Foundation has been doing something called Trees for Troops.
Okay.
They partner with tree farms and FedEx to bring thousands of Christmas trees to U.S. military bases all over the world. Well, FedEx announced that they just delivered their 300,000th tree for the program last Friday to Fort Liberty in North Carolina. Most of this year's other donated trees got picked up yesterday and should be delivered next week. Good job out of them.
And government workers in New Hampshire showed up to a lake to remove an old dock last Thursday and ended up saving a guy's life instead. He didn't have a life jacket on when his jet ski sunk, and he was drowning in pretty cold water. They grabbed a kayak and a canoe and got to him just in time. One of them wanted to remind people it's probably too late in the year to be out jet skiing.
Speaking of bold strategies there, jet skiing in December in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good job out of the government workers for saving him. 5:59, that'll do it for us for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. And then we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today for hour number three. Joe and Austin with you on a Tuesday, Pensacola right now.